Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Last week, Shay Rowbottom posted a video on LinkedIn about a friend of hers who asked her for some business advice. Now, this friend had never started a business before and was looking for Shay's advice because Shay's got a business that's growing really fast. So Shay, being the generous person that she is, she gave this friend a ton of advice. And part of that advice was she told her friend to focus on creating these specific types of videos for social media because Shay is a viral video expert. But her friend said to her that she was actually thinking about doing these other kinds of videos instead. And so Shay was like, well, hold on a minute. You've never started a business before and you know nothing about video. And you're coming to me for advice because I have a growing business and I'm a video expert. And you're disagreeing with my advice? So Shay was naturally a bit put off by this, and I can understand why. But here's the thing. For those of us who are in the business of selling advice, we know exactly what's going on here because this happens all the time. Clients come to you because you're the expert. And then when you give them advice, sometimes they go, well, how about this instead? Or maybe we should do this. Or I think this might work better. And it's like, well, hold on a second. Who is the expert here again? Who's asking who for advice? Now, of course, I'm not saying you shouldn't consider your client's opinion or get their feedback or anything like that. Obviously, you should. They're the client after all. But what I am saying is, if you find that clients or prospects are not accepting your advice, or they're quick to dismiss it, or they're not really buying it, then chances are the problem is not them, it's you. There's a concept in psychology called cognitive framing. And a cognitive frame is simply a lens through which you see the world. It's the filter through which you process new information, new ideas, and make sense of them. And everyone has these cognitive frames. And they're shaped by what we know about a particular topic and our experiences in that area. Now, cognitive frames serve a really important purpose because they filter out ideas that are at odds with the way that we see the world and let ideas in that are in alignment with the way that we see the world. And that's really valuable when we need to make quick judgments and we can't afford to spend the time and the energy reviewing an idea or perspective from all angles. You've got to make a quick decision, a quick judgment, and move on with your life. And you do this hundreds, if not thousands of times a day. But these cognitive frames are not so useful when they're holding you back. When you have a lens or a perspective on an idea or an issue that's dead wrong, and that perspective is preventing you from getting better results. In those cases, your cognitive frame is hurting you, not helping you. Now, back to that prospect or that client of yours. The reason they're not buying your advice is because what you're telling them to do is at some level at odds with their cognitive frame on that topic. And that frame acts like a force field, that your idea just bounces right off of them and doesn't even register. So the solution here is if you want more people to engage with your ideas and act on your advice, which you definitely should want, is to change the cognitive frame. When you change the cognitive frame, your ideas will stop bouncing off of people and they'll start resonating. They'll start connecting with people and people will welcome your ideas in with open arms, not with resistance. So a bit of a dense topic here for a LinkedIn video, but an important one. And now I would love to hear from you. Do you have any good examples of when you've changed the cognitive frame of a client or a prospect? And if so, how did you do it and what happened? Tell us a story in the comments below. Thanks. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.